The cleanup process in Talkeetna, where September's heavy rain floodwaters threatened 100 or so homes, is a slow process. For the people who have seen the worst damage, the recovery is even slower. KTNA's Lorian Nettleton reports.
Cheryl Tollefson's house on I Street in East Talkeetna was among the worst of all her neighbors' houses. They have a basement that 10 days after the floodwater subsided was still seeping groundwater.
At this time, because the water table is still high, though we have a sump pump going, you just have to be patient for the water table to drop so that we can finish pumping. We went to our lot behind us, and the cabin was just... You can hardly get to it, you know, and it's just all sewer in through there. So, you know, we'll sprinkle lime when we're done.
Much of the basement was used for living space and appliances, including their heater. But due to the continued presence of water in their home, they aren't able to get a good idea of exactly how much damage has been done. Tollefson expects she'll have to throw away nearly everything that has come into contact with the floodwaters.
Couches, chairs, freezers. We have two freezers. We have no heat because our boiler was underwater, as well as our wood stove. The stench in our home is just unbearable. We still, when we left today, have 8 inches of sewer water in our basement. We've been adding bleach, but it's still sewer.
Emergency assistance so far has been useful. The Red Cross has taken on client casework this week, and disaster recovery assistance will open in flood-affected areas next week to help people file for individual assistance grants. But a borough requirement that requires residents obtain a flood hazard building permit before doing repairs to their structures is slowing things down. As for mitigating future flood damage, FEMA's guidelines for rebuilding in flood zones includes advice such as raising the residents above the base flood elevation, something that is not practical for many residents in East Talkeetna. I'm Lorian Nettleton.